Welcome to the Christian Soldiers Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck, and we're glad that you're here for the very first episode of this particular podcast. And we want to go over what the purpose of this podcast is going to be and how we would love to see the Lord use it in people's lives. We're basing this podcast off of Ephesians chapter 6 in verse number 12 in your Bible. I'm going to read it here for you. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. As the name of the podcast suggests, we really are in a battle, in a spiritual battle. The Christian Soldier Podcast, its purpose is to equip Christians to know how to battle the spiritual wickedness that is in our world today. We know that it's always been a spiritual battle since the beginning of time, and my burden is to see more and more Christians live the victorious Christian life and to learn how to practically defeat the devil in his spiritual attacks against us. And as we see here, this is not something that can be defeated humanly speaking. What we see a lot of today is a lot of human intervention. We see a lot of human attempts to defeat the purposes of the evil one and to have a victory in the spiritual realm through physical means. And as we look through the Bible, we don't see that, but what we do see is that God gives us the weapons and the tactics to take on the devil. Verse number 13 says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, they may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." Unfortunately, we see left and right that so many Christians are falling in the battle. They are being wounded. They are being taken out of the battle by the deception, by the tactics of the evil one. And the devil wants to defeat every single Christian. If you're a Christian there listening today, I want to encourage you. If you're defeated, you can have the victory that God wants you to have. You can live victoriously. You don't have to be servant to sin. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to feel like you're always being destroyed, because we need to first have a right focus. A right focus is on spiritual things. This podcast, we're going to be, of course, taking the Bible and opening it up and practically applying it so we can see how to use God's weapons and also be wise to the devil's tactics. He uses so many different lures and tactics, and we can be wise to them because God tells us what they are. And once we have that right focus, and then we can focus on the right teaching from the Word of God, then we can have victory. And we can have victory in our daily life. We can have victory in our homes and in our relationships, victory over temptation, all of these things. And all of this is not so we can build ourselves up and say, well, look how great I am. But more, we need to give glory to God. James 1:7 tells us every perfect gift, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. And that's talking about God, our Heavenly Father. He gives us exactly what we need. We don't have to flounder in defeat. We don't have to flounder wondering, how do I win this battle in my life? And every person faces a battle. And the purpose of this podcast is to give you the tools and the weapons and the tactics of the Christian soldier so that you can have victory. It's not a secret. It's not a secret formula, but it's plain Bible living. And we'll give God the glory for all of that. So that's our basis. That's what we're going to be focusing on. And so, of course, in the content of this podcast, we're going to have Bible teaching. So I encourage you, if you're going to be a subscriber on a weekly basis, please have your Bible out or have a Bible app out on your phone. I know maybe some of you are going to be driving or doing different things like that. But try, if you can, to have your Bible open. If it's not possible, just listen along. I'm going to be reading the verses aloud. But we're going to be just seeing what the Bible says. The Bible has the answer for every situation we find in our life today. Also, we're going to be dealing with some of the cultural things that Christians face. How do we deal with abortion? How do we deal with apologetics, defending the faith? How do we deal with atheism and a slew of other subjects we're going to be dealing with as time goes on, really giving practical answers to Christians to give to the lost world who's asking questions. Answering those hard questions. We're throwing some curveballs, like how do we know that the Bible really is the Word of God? And many other things. You know, why is homosexuality and a sin. You know, that's just your view. You know, God's okay with it. So many different questions that the culture throws at us, and we're going to be addressing some of those things. Also, we're going to try on a monthly basis or every couple of months, have a biographical focus on a hero of the faith, someone who has served the Lord faithfully, whether it be from history or even more recent history, those that have served the Lord and have faithfully held the faith and been an encouragement to others. Also, another area we're going to look at is church trends. What's going on in churches today? What's going on? What are some good things? And also, maybe is there some things to watch out for, some warnings you need to be aware. And then we're going to also try to have some interviews with pastors, evangelists, and missionaries that are passing through, and to get their unique views on some of these issues, and just on living for the Lord in general. So here are some ways that you can listen to this podcast every single week. This is going to be published through sermonaudio.com, so you can go to the Tabernacle Baptist Church of Killeen, Texas. You can go put that right into Sermon Audio, or you can put in the Christian Soldier, and you will have the podcast pop up there. You can subscribe to it. It'll be a weekly podcast coming out every single Monday. And another way, maybe you can also subscribe through Spotify or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform that you can subscribe through. And then you can also share it with your friends and family through social media. And so as we start out in this new venture, we pray, I'm really praying that it's a blessing to those that are listening, that it will be a source of some encouragement and some victories in your life. And so could I ask for your help in something? Somebody says, well, how can I help, preacher? How can I help in this ministry? Well, I would ask you to pray. Pray for this podcast, to pray for its reach, why we've decided to publish it on sermonaudio.com. We already have been successful in seeing sermons produce spread all over the world. And in 121 countries through the ministry of Sermon Audio, we're thankful for them. And we're praying that this has the same reach and also has an impact. So please pray for that. James 5:16b, the last part of the verse, said that the fervent, the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Really, and if you're or man or a woman, could you put us on your prayer list and pray for God to bless? We're praying for souls to be saved if they're not saved, and also we're praying for Christians to be encouraged that are discouraged. We live in a day of fear and in discouragement, and we pray that this podcast brings some light of God into your life and so that you can live victoriously. And if the podcast has been a blessing to you, or if you have other biblical questions, feel free to contact us. You can contact us at the info@tbckillen, that's KILLEEN.org. It's also available on our podcast page, or you can call us by phone, 254-554-2920, extension number 2. That'll put you through to me. If you have any biblical questions, I would love to answer them. And then also, one, how can you help in this area is whatever you hear from God's Word. This isn't going to be my personal opinion. There might be some opinions on there, and I'll let you know when I'm going into that area, but mainly we're going to be just dealing with the Word of God. And could I ask you this? Could you commit in your heart to, you know, Lord, the best I know how, I'm going to live what you show me from your Word. I'm going to apply this. I'm going to live it. That would be the best blessing that any person could have, is to know that others are following what God says. And the only reason we're having this podcast is to point people to Jesus Christ. Well, I pray that as we go forward, you'll join us next week for our next installment in the Christian Soldier podcast. My name's Robert Spurbeck. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.